Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're welcome to today's show. I want to seize this opportunity to announce that we are dedicating this show, this particular episode, to everyone who lost a dear one. And please accept my sympathy. Time for all of us to come together and support one another. Yeah, the world has become a family. And in this state of uncertainty, everyone can use some words of hope and encouragement. And this is just the purpose of this episode. So sit back and reflect as you hear the words in all the songs we selected for this episode. And all the songs belong to Arthur Fritz. Yours sincerely, and we will hear the words now. Please stay encouraged and accept my sympathy by Arthur Fritz.
You're my only bride.
my sympathy that's coming direct to you. And may the lost soul rest in peace. That is the dedication of this episode to the families who are paying the dear price now by just waking up one morning and just losing someone who has no business with the virus. It's just amazing how human beings have become such, pawns. Such pawns in the, P-A-W-N, pawns, in the hands of chess players. Well, what can we do? What the gods have purposed, like we heard in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, he says, Caesar must forth, Caesar shall forth, which means we got to keep going on. So according to that song by Arthur Fritz, Yours Sincerely, you have done your best to hold your peace, no matter your weak points in this world. That's from the lyrics. You've lost someone who you dearly love, who was innocent in this world. See, but the song goes on to give you a piece of advice. It says, please make up your mind and live your own life until the day and time your own comes. So this is just empathy demonstrated. Because the thing is, nobody knows who's going to be next. The ones who fell to COVID-19 did not know they would fall to it. And their relatives did not know that they would fall for it. And so people are just falling left, right, and center. So we are all left with one thing. Prayer. Everybody is praying now. And even those who did not believe in prayer, they're all praying now. So which means we have achieved a convergence. We now have a meeting point. We all are meeting in front of God. We saw a video where people were all kneeling along the major road, singing and crying to God, which means really God exists. So we are now coming together, and there's just nothing stronger and better and more empowering than coming together. Let's listen to another song by Arthur Fritz. That song is titled Let's Come Together. Remember, we are dedicating this episode to those families and everyone who lost a dear one to COVID-19. Now, let's come together.
Bring your hands together. Bring your hands together. Bring your mind together. And come to life. Look up to heaven. You'll see a helping hand. Thank you.
Let us come together and help each other at this time. And so we are not in any situation less than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, and we have to support one another and make this work for us. So we dedicate this episode to those families who lost their loved ones to COVID-19. And let's know that after rain comes, shine. My sympathy coming direct to you, and may the lost souls rest in peace. One way to get over this situation is our mindset. So you got to prepare your mindset to know that you cannot do anything about what you cannot control. Things we call external environments or external factors. We also call them extraneous. So these things that are external to us, we cannot control them. We also call them uncontrollable variables. When they occur, we are just observers. So right now, we are all observers as coronavirus ravaging the globe. So our mindset is important. We have to do something about our mindset, because that's where we will either stay in denial or get with the program, embrace what we have seen, and remain innocent instead of guilty, because we are not guilty. So our mindset begins with keeping things simple. And when we keep things simple, we save ourselves, because if we make things complex, we bring stress and pressure upon ourselves. And the result is also unhealthy. So I'm going to give you a song by Arthur Fritz titled Simplicity, because we've always heard that simplicity does no harm. So if you keep things simple, you will do no harm to yourself. Neither will you do any harm to others. So, Simplicity by Arthur Fritz.
Does no harm.
simplicity does not help. Yeah, we got to be simple. We got to keep things simple. We got to keep things going, knowing that when we keep things simple, we hurt nobody. We do not hurt ourselves. We got to keep things simple, especially in this dispensation of coronavirus. We may never understand coronavirus completely. We may never just know where it's coming from or where it is going or exactly actual things it is doing. We may never know all the undercurrents for or against coronavirus. But the thing is, we can control ourselves. We can keep things simple. We can avoid unnecessary sophistication. You know, when we talk about simplicity, you can very well understand at this time, because the airplanes are not flying so much now like they did prior to the outbreak of a virus. People don't show off so much these days. That is, if they even do show off at all. And the flamboyance, the glamour, the talking to people, talking down on people through your nose, and giving people sidelong looks and bragging, boasting, and all that, those things are all in the garbage can now. So the garbage can has all those things in them. Why? Because coronavirus has brought everyone to a level playing field, which means the rich people know right now that they can die. And when it is time for them to die, their money, their skyscrapers, their flamboyance, their expensive cars, their private jets, and their fat bank accounts cannot help them. So it has become clear now. So we all understand that. Therefore, keeping things simple is a very, very auspicious philosophy. So if you have anything and have extra, please share with the next person. Let those who do not have get from those who have, and not just to give them fish and feed them for a day. Show them how to fish so they can feed for life. But now that we have this coronavirus situation, whatever you can spare, please go ahead and spare that so that the person sitting next to you or standing next to you may at least get a respite so that everybody can recover. And then we will all go out as the capitalists we all are to go and make our efforts and earn our living. All right. Thank you very much for that. That was Simplicity, a song by Arthur Fred. So I'm going to just bring to you another song that's called, you know, in this situation of corona pandemic, we've been told to stay at home, and so we stay at home, and some people get too tired to stay at home. Some feel very happy to stay at home. So I can say it's neither here nor there. So staying home is very good, and if you explore home, you will find out that home is sweet, especially in this day and age where digital technology and virtual life gaining more and more grounds. You can see now that you can do a whole lot of things from home. So Arthur Fred said this in his song titled Sweet Home. Let's go and see what Arthur Fred is saying. Thank you.
baby.